SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Gaza ceasefire will take effect tomorrow morning at 7 local time. That announcement by Qatar's foreign ministry, which brokered the truce. The first group of hostages to be released by Hamas, 13 women and children, will be freed 9 hours after the fighting stops. Hamas is to release a total of 50 hostages over the four-day truce. Israel will free up to 150 Palestinians. A deadly vehicle crash and explosion that initially raised fears of a terror attack on the U.S.-Canada border was not terrorism, according to the FBI. It happened yesterday at the Rainbow Bridge at Niagara Falls. Ricky Wilson saw the whole thing, tells WKBW-TV. Couldn't believe his eyes.
It's like a movie, and then all of a sudden I see a vehicle. It looked like an SUV, but who knows what I saw, but it was a vehicle and it was in the air.
Two people in the car were killed in the crash. A toxic train derailment has chased some people from their homes in eastern Kentucky. The railroad operator promising hotel rooms and Thanksgiving meals for the evacuees.
Livingston, Kentucky resident Cindy Bradley told TV station WTVQ that local officials went to homes warning people about the derailment.
Wham, 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 three hard knocks. It's Sandy Singleton, the commissioner of Livingston, and she says, you've got to get out, you've got to go now, it's bad.
A spokesperson for railroad operator CSX says the Wednesday afternoon derailment involved at least 16 cars and that two of them were carrying molten sulfur, which caught fire. CSX has been working to put out the blaze. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, chilly temps, bright sunny skies in New York City. The 97th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade now in progress in Manhattan. Stock market closed for Thanksgiving. Back to work tomorrow for Wall Street. This is SRN News. Female athletes are going on strike.
They are fighting back against transgenderism in the most fundamental way they can, by refusing to compete against men. A growing number of female boxers and martial artists have refused to take fights against men who are living as women. In England, a female soccer player was injured by a male opponent, prompting other women's teams to refuse to play until the male player quit, which he did. Some sports governing bodies are also taking action now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And men will not be allowed to compete in international women's cricket. Officials with the International Cricket Council imposing new gender eligibility regulations to protect the integrity of women's cricket and the safety of the players. Under the rules, men who are living as women and have undergone male puberty will not be eligible to compete in the international women's game. The ICC adds that the regulations will apply no matter what surgeries the men may have had. This is SRN News. A health-related heads-up if you have this food product in your pantry.
U.S. health officials are reporting more cases of children sickened by fruit puree pouches that were recalled due to lead contamination. The Food and Drug Administration says it's received 32 reports of elevated lead levels among children who consume the products. That's up from 34 cases reported last week. The cases come from 22 states and involve children between the ages of 1 to 4. The apple puree pouches were sold under the brands Wanabana, Schnucks, and Weiss. Keith Peters reporting.
There's a battle brewing over a couple of hundred wild horses roaming free in North Dakota's Theodore Roosevelt National Park. The U.S. Park Service considering eliminating the herd, the non-native species, prompting an outcry from those who insist that those horses should be allowed to stay in the park. A decision by the Park Service expected next year. More details at SRNnews.com.